Sally Grundy Research. She had more than 130 books count at the time. She grew up in Chatham, lived with her parents and two brothers. She went to a local grammar school where her favourite subjects were French and English, and she worked in Switzerland for a year. Now Jabeen will tell you about two books that she produced called Relax Max and Bitter Chocolate.
Thank you, Niamh. Well, I'm going to start with Relax Max. It's a very weird story compared to Bitter Chocolate because, one, Relax Max is set in a diary scene, and it's all about her, and her nickname for Relax Max on the blurb of the book is DJ Lucas. And on Bitter Chocolate, it's about this poor boy, and he lives in Guinea, but his dad sold him to a chocolate farm. So it's a very depressing but amusing story, and it is set in Africa. That is a very, very, very good scene because Bitter Chocolate is a very good book, I've got to say myself, because my teacher or my class are reading this book, and we're all reading it. We're at chapter 7, and the class is just going at the end of the story because it's so good. And Relax Max, we've never read this. We got it from a Virginia teacher for year 5-6, or Mrs. Fitzpatrick. And it's a very, very different story from everything else. And it is unique in its own ways. Thank you for listening.